God has something
to say.
God has something to say. Listen, listen, and pay close attention, for the Lord has something to say. God has something to say. God has something to say. Listen, listen, and pay close attention, for God has something to say. God has something to say. God has something to say. Listen, listen, and pay close attention, for the Lord has something to say. God has something to say. God has something to say to you. Listen, listen, and pay close attention, for the Lord has something to say. I hear the Lord. He's the Lord who came from heaven. He's the lamp upon thy throne. I hear his voice of the Lord. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. He's the Lord who came from heaven. He's the lamp upon thy throne. I hear the sound of the Lord. I see the Lord. I hear the Lord. He's the Lord who came from heaven. He's the lamp upon that room who came from heaven. The Lord. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. He's the Lord who came from heaven. He's a lamp upon thy throne. I hear the voice of the Lord. I see the Lord. I hear the Lord. He's a Lord who came from heaven. He's a lamp upon thy throne. I hear his voice, the Lord. I hear the Lord. I see the Lord. He's the Lord who came from heaven. He's the lamp upon thy throne. Who came from heaven? The Lord. I hear the Lord. Oh, yes, Jesus. I hear the Lord. He's the Lord who came from heaven. He's the lamp upon thy throne. Who came from heaven? The Lord. I hear the Lord. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. I hear the Lord. Oh, yes. He's the Lord who came from heaven. He's the lamp upon the truth. Who came from heaven? The Lord. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. He's the Lord who came from heaven. He's a lamp upon thy throne who came from hell. The Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify God. We give him praise, glory, honor, and adoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God bless you all today for coming into this broadcast. This is the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Biokoro coming your way with the living word of God that says he delivers and blesses. I thank God today. God woke me up very early this morning and gave me this message to pass on to you and to our nations and to our leaders and to our presidents and vice presidents and world leaders all over the world. I tell you, you need to hear what God is saying because God is speaking. You have to listen and hear from him and do what he said. And our topic is we can stop the gun violence. We can stop it. Oh, yes, it is not unstopping. Holy Spirit, speak to your people. Jesus, speak to your people. God, speak to your people and make them doers of your word and not just hearers only. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, we can stop the gun violence. And it has been there for years. The first murderer in the Bible is recorded in the book of Genesis. Cain murdered Abel out of jealousy and envy. It was the first recording of murder in the Bible. Cain killed Abel because he hated Abel. God accepted Abel's offering and rejected Cain. And the king was angry with his brother, and he killed his brother in the book of Genesis. And that was the first time the murderer was recorded. And then the days of Abraham, there was massacre when the people took Abraham's people and ran away. For Abraham to rescue his people, he has to go to war. That was the first war in the Bible. Abraham and his 300 men trained in his own house. They had to go to war to rescue Lot and his people, and so on and so on. But God has a law which must be put in place. The law of God, you can't change it. We need to practice the law of God. The law of God in Revelation chapter 13 verse 10, it says, whosoever shall kill by the sword shall also die by the sword. It is the law of God. It is the spiritual law. It is God's law. You can't change it. You can't remove it. It is like that. After Cain killed Abel, God placed a curse on Cain. There are always repercussions, the law of cause and effect. This is what you did, and this is the repercussion. There's the law of repercussion, the law of cause and effect. When you did this is the result. This is what you get. It's like when you say the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. You better not break the laws of God. Because God has no apology for you when you break the laws, when you break the laws of God in the scripture, you break God's law, it doesn't matter who you are. God will be with you because God is the judge. Bible calls him the righteous judge. He doesn't owe apology to anybody. And so that law was there. The law is, whosoever kills by the sword shall also die by the sword. Then Jesus mentioned it again. Jesus responded to it again in Matthew chapter 25, verse 51 and 52. Matthew's Gospel chapter 25, verse 51 and 52. Jesus now mentioned it again. Clearly, he was telling Peter, Peter, you don't have to cut off people's ears. And then Jesus said, whosoever shall kill by the sword shall also die by the sword. That's Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, verses 51 and 52. Jesus was telling his disciples, say, listen, if any one of you kill with the sword, you will die by the sword. You are reenacting the law of God. Jesus did not come to cancel the law of God. The laws of God are already in place. You can't change it. It's got to be there. And you look at the whole world today, there's so much violence. And I want to take the United States as a practical example. Right here, we'll be trying to see how we can stop gun violence. Instead, it is multiplying. Instead, it is growing. And many people are saying that when the Bible was taken away from the school, they took away Bible from the school, they took away prayer from the school, they took away Christianity from the school, they took away anything godly from the school. And as soon as we did that, violence multiplied. It multiplied. A lot of the general public is saying that. And how did they take out those Bibles and prayer and Word of God from school? It's just one woman who migrated here. And she built up a case and said she didn't want her child to have another religion. And she pushed the case, and that was how. No more Bibles in school, no more Christianity in school, no more prayer in school, no more. That was how another person came from another country to come and spoil things here. And that was how prayer and Bible and everything was taken away from the school. And immediately violence erupted left and right. And up to today, we are still trying to find solutions to gun violence. See, yes, there's no, instead it is multiplied. As I was meditating about this, God gave me a word to share with all the nations, with all the leaders of the world. And, this is not something we can toy with. It's a very serious matter. This law of God in Revelation chapter 13 verse 10, whosoever shall kill by the sword must also die by the sword. We should enact this law of God in every nation, in every country, in everywhere. This law should be enacted and put in place. Whosoever kill by the sword shall also die by the sword. If we try it, it will work. The reason is this. If you don't put this in place, you allow people to always go around on shooting free and killing people and shooting everywhere in the schools, in the mall, and you continue to allow this, it means it's going to just multiply and just going to be like that. But if we put this law in place, whosoever shall kill by the sword should also die by the sword. If we enact it and put it in place, a lot of people will stop. The reason is, if we see practical examples of people who are gun violent, being killed, being shot, being executed, oh yes, the law should be against them. Oh yes, the law should be against such culprits. Such criminals should not go free. I'm personally very surprised when I see how these cases are being treated. Somebody, you know, is going around shooting and killing and spraying bullets on people. And then the person is brought to court. And then they now said the person has mental issues. The person is receiving mental care and so on. Why did you do something else? So if your mental issue, must be going around spraying bullets on people, innocent human beings, killing everybody. If you have mental issues, you can still do something else other than killing people. How did you come about killing people? Who told you that if anybody has mental issues, he should go into the street and start shooting spree? No. See? And then they will judge the case, and then they will say, let him go free. He was mental issue. Then he bring medical report and say that he's mental issue. If everybody who is mental issue, we go to the street, to the mall, to the school, and start spraying bullets on human beings, if that is what should be done, it means the whole world will be sprayed with bullets. Oh yes, I know what I'm talking about. If we are going to allow this to continue, and then at the end of it, they say, oh, court case. Oh, he has mental issues. That is why he did this. No, we are not going to accept that, mental issue. You can as well do something else if you have mental issues. If you have, you are mentally sick or something, you can still do something else. Must it be that everyone who has mental issues must carry guns and go to the schools and go to the mall and start spraying bullets on innocent human beings? Must it be that way? No. And so we are going to enact the law. We are going to put that law into the law of God. Revelation chapter 13, verse 10. Whosoever killed by the sword should also die by the sword. If you kill by the sword, you go around shooting people innocent, killing people innocently, you are killing. Such a person should be executed or electrocuted or shot dead, there and there, or they should sentence the person to death penalty, sentence to death penalty. If we do it like that, This shooting spree will stop. Oh yeah, I know what I'm talking. I'm talking as a man of God. I know what I'm talking. I'm talking as a prophet of God. I know what I'm talking about. If we put this law in place, whosoever killed by the sword shall die by the sword. Revelation chapter 13 verse 10. If we put it in place, it will be the reason why they will stop. Because we have put a stop to the activity. See? Yes, it's very important. How can you allow people to go free? You know, after spraying bullets on innocent human beings, do you know how frequent it is now? Every week, somebody is spraying bullets on innocent human beings somewhere. Especially here in America, somebody is spraying bullets on innocent human beings every week. Count how many people are being destroyed. And then each time they go to court, they arrested or get those people, then they will now come and say, you see, he was mentally disturbed. You know, she was mentally disturbed. That is why she acted that way. No, that's not true. That is not true. Because if somebody is mentally disturbed, you can still do something else. You can still do something else other than carrying guns, because it takes a lot of intelligence. It takes a lot of energy, time, planning, intelligence to go and buy guns and put bullets on them and plan where they will go and do it, how they will do it, and who they, and so on. It's not a mistake. When you pull the trigger, you were in your senses. It's not a mistake. Why did you go to the forest? Why did you go to the woods and pull the trigger on the woods? Why did you come to the mall? You went to the school. You went to the university. You went to the foreign place. You went to the cinema house, party, and so on. And so, some even they go to church and do other things. And then you pull the trigger. If an intelligent person who do that, it's not somebody out of sense. It was done, purposely done, intelligently done. It was not a mistake. And then at the end of everything, they say, oh, the person was mentally disturbed. Well, the person was mentally sick. Whom are they lying to? Liars. All liars have themselves in the lake of fire. Oh, yes. All liars. Lie and lie everywhere. That some all these people who are doing all these things, it is because they were mentally sick. It's not true. It's not true. If you are mentally sick, you can still do something else that is not spraying bullets on innocent human beings. Okay, let's assume that the person is sick and mentally sick and disturbed. Why must it be the killing of other human beings? If that is the case. See, it didn't make sense at all. Every day I look at the news, I look at newspapers, I look at TV, and I see every day the same thing being repeated over and over and over and over again. And then it is not stopping. See, you see people crying, families have lost their loved ones. And you see people crying on the screen, and you look at those horrible moments, horrible, terrifying moments. See, the worst is the schools. Innocent children, innocent students being sprayed with bullets, and they have no defense. They have no choice. They are just being sprayed every day. Every day, look at it, every day, it's every day now, they are doing it. And you think that was a mistake? You think if you don't do something about it right now, this problem is going to become a very, very, very serious one, because you don't know who is next. You don't know where next and how next, and very embarrassing situation. So I'm pleading to all the governments all over the world, all the political leaders, all the presidents and the vice presidents and the governors and mayors and heads of states, presidents, heads of states, to put this law in place. This is the law of God. God enacted his law through the Bible. This law must be in place in every nation, every country. Whosoever shall kill by the sword shall also be killed by the sword. If you don't do it, these people are going to continue, spraying and innocent, killing of innocent human beings all over the place. Please, we must put this law in place. We must enact it. We must make it work. If you can try this, I tell you what, these shooting sprees and killing sprees will stop. All these things will stop. We are just keeping quiet, and the devil is just having a field day. The devil should not have a field day. Oh no, we should stop the devil. Stop Satan. Stop the demons. Stop the blood-drinking demons. Blood-letting evil. We need to stop them in their tracks. And this is how we must do. We must put that law in place. If you see anybody going around killing people, kill that person immediately. I like what happened. There was a church in North Carolina. A church for that matter. I like what happened there. I read it. I saw it in the news. A church service was going on. A man walking to the church building and shot somebody to death and is getting ready to shoot other people to death. Then a gentleman who had his own gun on him pulled out his gun and killed the shooter. He killed the shooter right there and there. Otherwise, that shooter would have sprayed the whole people everywhere. There was another one that happened just recently, not up to a month now. A restaurant where people were eating in a restaurant. All of a sudden, a thief went in, he was masked. I was watching everything on the news. This thief was robbing, he robbed one person, and then he shot somebody. Then, thank God, there was another man sitting there who took out his gun and shot the thief, the armed robber, the thief, with his, shot that armed robber to death. I think, yes, people are beginning to understand. Yeah, is that to be fire for fire? Oh, yes, is that to be fire for fire? You can't eat your cake and have it. Nobody is going to keep quiet for all these hoodlums and, criminals to have a speed day. No. It's got to be fire for fire. And so I'm encouraging world leaders to apply this principle. If we can apply this principle, this is God's principle. This is God's method. This is God's way of stopping this evil. Whosoever you find killing people, kill that person immediately. Whosoever you saw doing shooting spree, whosoever you see shooting human beings to death, killing, and the person should die by the sword. That's the word of God. That's the word of, it's written there. Revelation chapter 13 verse 10. That's the word of God. Revelation chapter 13 verse 10. The word of God says, whosoever killed by the sword should also be killed by the sword. You also die by the sword. So everywhere in the world, you see somebody who is killing people with guns, killing people and shooting and destroying and life. Kill that person right there. God wants you to kill that person. Otherwise, he's going to continue killing people. Before he kill everybody in the whole world, you kill that person right there. Shoot the person to death. Yes, he's got to be fire for fire. If we don't do it like that, these people, all these things are going to continue. So we have to follow the laws of God. The law of God, Revelation chapter 13, verse 10. The whosoever that killed by the sword must also die by the sword. You kill by the sword, you die by the sword. So anywhere in the world, you see anybody killing people by the sword, shooting and killing human beings, you kill that person right there. Right there, shoot that person to death. Kill the person. Use any method to destroy that person. Otherwise, you're going to kill all the people in the world. So this is the law of God. In the name of Jesus, this law must be enacted in every nation, every country of the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, it must be like that because God instituted it. It is the word of God. It is the law of God. Don't let these people escape their sins to find them out. That is the law of God. We need to maintain this law and put it in place. Nobody, you can't eat their cake and go scot-free. So everybody be on the watch. As soon as you see any shooter, anybody shooting people, killing people, kill that person right there. Just kill the person. Otherwise, he's going to go around and kill everybody. If you don't stop this evil is going to continue. My prayer is that everyone should apply this principle so that we can have peaceful nation, peaceful country, we can have a peaceful place to dwell. Thank you all for listening. God bless you. Please forward this message to everyone. You know, email it, text it, tweet it out, share it. Let it go viral. And let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. So email it to people, text it, tweet it out, let this message go viral. Put it everywhere. Let them know the truth. And let everybody start practicing it right now. Practice it right now, because it is the word of God. It is the law of God. God said it. Revelation chapter 13, verse 10. Whosoever shall kill by the sword must also die by the sword. So we need to apply it now. Right now. Let us do it so that we can have peace in this world. Thank you so much. God bless you all. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.